At CIT, we believe in turning your ideas into outcomes. Whether you're growing your business, building your savings, or seeking that next equipment purchase, we're the bank for you. Bank like you. Visit CIT.com, member FDIC.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. President Trump is the latest billionaire to pick up and reestablish roots in Florida. But it's not just the hot sun and crystal blue water drawing the wealthy to move south. So what is it about Florida? We'll discuss with a Wall Street Journal reporter. First, some money and market news you should know. Alibaba set another record during its Singles Day shopping event this year, selling $38.3 billion worth of goods. That was up 26% from its previous record of about $30.8 billion set last year. Singles Day combines elements of Black Friday and halftime of the Super Bowl. And on Sunday night, American pop star Taylor Swift performed at an Alibaba party in Shanghai that was broadcast across the country in the minutes before the clock struck midnight, kicking off 24 hours of bargains. And shoppers started to snap up discounted items right away. Everything from sneakers and personal electronics to an annual supply of tissue paper. By 12:02 a.m. on Monday, Alibaba had already sold 10 billion won, or $1.4 billion of goods. And by 1:04 a.m., the tally was 10 times that. Alibaba alone sells more online on Singles Day than all U.S. retailers collectively sell on Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. Sneaker giant Adidas says it is closing factories in Germany and the U.S. and shifting the rest of its production to Asia. It's a policy reversal. Adidas opened the two so-called speed factories in Atlanta and Ansbach, Germany 3 years ago to bring their products closer to shoppers in the West and compete with fast fashion retail. Earlier this year, they promoted limited edition shoes made in Georgia for the Atlanta-hosted Super Bowl. But while Adidas has been gaining market share in the U.S., it's reported lagging sales in Western Europe in recent months. And the company says about 200 jobs will be affected by the two factory closings, raising questions about the feasibility of bringing manufacturing jobs back to developed markets. And the rising cost of college and more debt is leading teenagers to question whether getting that higher education is worth it. And a majority now say they think a high school diploma is enough. In a recent survey, about half of Americans aged 13 to 29 said their high school education has provided the skills they need to get a good job after graduation. And 40% think a bachelor's degree prepares people only somewhat well or even poorly for today's economy. But that's not supported by the data. According to the Labor Department, last year the median earnings for workers with only a high school diploma was $730 a week. Those with a bachelor's degree took home $1,200. But the pay increase was smaller for those with a master's degree, just $200 more a week compared to a bachelor's.
At CIT, we believe in turning your ideas into outcomes. Whether you're growing your business, building your savings, or seeking that next equipment purchase, we're the bank for you. Bank like you. Visit CIT.com, member FDIC.
Many billionaires made their money living in states like New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut. But at some point, they moved their fortunes to Florida. And it's not just because the Sunshine State offers year-round warmth and beautiful beaches. Wall Street Journal reporter Juliet Chung is here to discuss. So, Juliet, the fact that Florida, Wyoming, and a handful of other states do not have income tax is a big factor here.
Yes, and it's become increasingly important. President Trump signed into law in 2017 the so-called SALT cap. And what that does is it limits to $10,000 how much individuals can deduct from their federal income taxes. So what that cap essentially has done is widened the gap between residents of areas with no income tax and Florida. So previously, the top federal rate was 37%, and residents of New York City, for example, could deduct state and local taxes from that 37%. Now it comes on top of that 37%.
And so SALT we're talking about is state and local taxes. It's a component of the tax law passed in 2017. Besides President Trump, what other high-profile billionaires have made the move to Florida and states with no income tax?
You know, there's a long tradition of that. Some of the most prominent individuals who've moved in recent years would include David Tepper from New Jersey. He owns the Carolina Panthers. He's a hedge fund manager. There's also Carl Icahn, the billionaire investor, and he has said that he'll be moving his company to Miami in March. You've got Paul Tudor Jones, Barry Sternlicht, John Phelan. Sort of the list continues.
And the exodus of billionaires like David Tepper from New Jersey, that can really wreak havoc on a state budget.
Yeah, you know, it's something that lawmakers and tax officials really pay close attention to. When Tepper was moving, there was certainly concern among some New Jersey lawmakers about what impact his departure would have. If you look at a state like Connecticut, tax officials there keep track of their 100 biggest filers. And in one recent year, we found that the top 100 filers in Connecticut made up something like 13% of the state's taxable revenue.
And it's not just billionaires and wealthy Americans who are fleeing high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. States like these are dealing with a substantial shift in population.
New York and Connecticut have seen their populations declining. Connecticut has had some issues with their local economy struggling. New Jersey has seen a slowdown in international immigration. New Jersey, on the other hand, has seen its population rise.
And then if a billionaire or a wealthy person who has a lot of business interests, like President Trump and like some of the others, and they move to Florida, it doesn't necessarily mean that they escape tax responsibilities in the state that they're leaving.
If they continue to have a business or own real estate in whatever state they're leaving, then they can still own taxes on those interests. And additionally, you know, re-domiciling isn't as easy as filing some paperwork. What lawyers will say is it really depends on where your center of gravity is. So they look at things such as, you know, how much time you spend in your adopted state, but also where your artwork is, where your pets are, involvement in local communities, et cetera.
Oh, so they look into details like that.
Absolutely. What state wouldn't want to recapture some of its lost revenue?
Exactly. But then there's hedge fund manager John Paulson. At least for now, he's sticking with New York.
He made some waves. He's made a lot of investments in Puerto Rico. And he drew some attention last year when he said that he was considering moving to Puerto Rico after his teenage children graduated from high school. His spokeswoman said last week that he was no longer considering moving.
Now, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, they kind of saw this coming. They saw the outflow of billionaires and wealthy Americans to other states. And they wanted to work on the rules to try to stop that.
Those three states all tried to create this workaround around the SALT cap, and the Trump administration put a stop to that effectively. And it's kind of funny because you've got these three progressive states sort of backing continued tax policy that would benefit the wealthiest Americans. But what officials in those states would say is that that tax revenue helps fund their progressive causes. But as of now, it's sort of too early beyond anecdotal data to show what the impact from this SALT cap is.
And so President Trump put an end to that workaround effort. And now in New York State, he's decided to pick up and leave to Florida.
Yes, technically, the Treasury put an end to that workaround.
Okay.
And President Trump has tried to re-domicile.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Juliet Chung here in our studio. Juliet, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.